Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. The major presidential candidates are crisscrossing the nation ahead of Tuesday's election. President Trump and Democrat Joe Biden made campaign stops today in several parts of the Midwest. NPR's Matthew Schwartz reports.
At a drive-in campaign rally in Iowa, Biden emphasized the destruction the virus has wrought on the country. Nearly 230,000 dead, 1,700 of those in Iowa.
Donald Trump has given up. The White House chief of staff said it out loud last week. He said, we're not going to control the pandemic.
Meanwhile, in Michigan, the president was optimistic. He promised a vaccine would be available soon, and he deflected blame for the virus's spread.
We're doing the vaccine free, and the reason is that this wasn't your fault, this wasn't anyone's fault, this was China's fault.
Polls show Biden pulling ahead in Michigan, but Iowa remains a toss-up. Matthew Schwartz, NPR News, Washington.
Record numbers of people have voted early for Tuesday's election. In Florida, several counties are trying out a new way to help voters with disabilities have more privacy when they cast their ballots. Robbie Gaffney from member station WFSU reports.
This election, a pilot program running in five Florida counties, allows voters with disabilities to use a computer to fill out their absentee ballot from home. Before, blind voters like Sheila Young had to ask someone else to mark it for her. Now, Young can use her screen reader to listen to her ballot on the computer and vote privately without going to the polls.
I think that this is huge for anyone that has a disability.
Several states, including California, Alaska, and Colorado, have approved similar systems to what's being tested in Florida. For NPR News, I'm Robbie Gaffney in Tallahassee.
California will soon double its daily COVID-19 testing capabilities. As Jackie Fortier of member station KPCC reports, state labs will be able to process as many as 300,000 test kits per day starting in January.
In anticipation of the first overlapping flu season with the ongoing pandemic, California Governor Gavin Newsom unveiled a new $25 million lab in Southern California. The lab will be able to process 150,000 COVID-19 test kits a day and get results to patients in under 2 days. California has made an effort to make widespread free COVID-19 tests available across the state, but Newsom says a cohesive federal testing plan is still needed.
Jackie Fortier reporting. Researchers at Johns Hopkins University say the number of coronavirus infections in the U.S. has now surpassed 9 million, more than any other country. More than 229,000 people have died. This is NPR News. Authorities in New Orleans say two police officers were shot today in what they describe as an ambush. They say the officers were on a routine patrol when a passenger in a pedicab opened fire. The officers survived. A suspect is in custody. A judge in Illinois has ordered the extradition of a 17-year-old accused of killing two demonstrators and wounding another during protests last summer in Wisconsin. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Kyle Rittenhouse was part of a tumultuous scene that broke out in Kenosha, Wisconsin, 2 days after a white police officer shot Jacob Blake, a black man, 7 times in the back, leaving him paralyzed. Rittenhouse, a resident of an Illinois town less than 20 miles outside of Kenosha, attended the protest armed with a rifle. He stands accused of shooting 3 demonstrators, all of them white. 2 of the men died. Rittenhouse's attorneys have argued the 17-year-old was acting in self-defense and, during a hearing, sought to block his transfer to Wisconsin, calling the extradition request invalid. The judge ruled the legal paperwork was in order. Rittenhouse is now in a Wisconsin jail but not being housed with adults. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.
A federal judge today blocked a Trump administration order that would effectively ban the video sharing app TikTok from operating in the U.S. The order was supposed to take effect November 12th. The Trump administration maintains the platform's a risk to national security because it's owned by a Chinese company that could share information on U.S. users with the Chinese government. The ban was challenged on free speech grounds. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.